Terry Short is, in fact, the agricultural scientist who's been chosen by the New South Wales government to chair this new Gateway panel. Terry Short, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How will it work?
Well, we start our job today. Effectively, the Gateway panel provides an upfront, independent and scientific assessment of CSG mining and coal mining proposals before a DA can be lodged.
What's a DA?
A development application.
Mm.
So before a development application can be lodged, which will typically trigger requirements for an environmental impact assessment, the potential implications on agricultural resources, soils, water and critical industry clusters will be assessed by this panel.
And you will then make your assessment known publicly?
Absolutely. The assessment and the reasons for that, plus the advice that we will receive in our process from the Commonwealth Independent Expert Scientific Committee, also the New South Wales Department Office of Water, will all be made public via the Gateway Panel website.
Is this something that should be done in Victoria, Terry?
Well, that ultimately is a matter for Victoria. But certainly the suite of measures announced over the last 18 months, including those today in New South Wales, are the most comprehensive measures to protect agriculture anywhere in Australia. The opportunity perhaps for Victoria is to draw from the New South Wales policy and process in managing that state's strategic land use issues, particularly those with coal seam and gas mining.
Mining interests will be saying, look, this is just a way to block us. This is an obstacle. It's an impediment. You've put it in our path. It's a way to shut down what is a legitimate industry, which is bringing jobs and, more importantly, energy production to a state which needs it.
I think that mining is a legitimate and valuable industry, absolutely. Agriculture is as well. And what we see developing in New South Wales in recent years with the expansion of CSG mining and also coal mining is simply land use conflict. That exists in other states as well. Agriculture is important. Mining is important. We need them both, and we need them both to be strong industries. Assessing the impacts of one on the other is an important step in making good decisions about strategic regional land use.
You'd understand, though, that the miners would consider that they are being unfairly targeted.
That may or may not be their view, Nicole. I can't speak for the miners.
Take me through the new prohibitions which the New South Wales government has put in place. I understand you can't even consider a mining operation now if it's 2 kilometres from a residential area.
Part of the suite of measures introduced or announced today do include exclusion zones for CSG mining. Those exclusion zones and that measure itself is outside of the role of the Gateway Panel. The Gateway Panel that I chair will make assessment of CSG and coal mining proposals that affect good quality agricultural soils and groundwater and critical agricultural industry across the state. That might happen inside the exclusion zones.
What about tight gas exploration and mining? Does that pose the same sort of risks as coal seam gas mining?
I guess the risks that any project will pose will be different. And where a project, whether it's gas mining or coal mining, is proposed and there is potential to affect good quality soils, the water associated with those soils, and the critical industry clusters that make agriculture what it is, then the panel has a role in determining what those impacts are.
So the risks are different, but they all have the capacity to pose a risk.
I would say that's probably true. If there was no risk, we wouldn't need these measures. What's important now is that for the very first time, those potential risks of resource development on agricultural resources is going to be assessed. And it's going to be assessed up front in the project, The gateway panel will then provide advice to the proponent on what the proponent needs to demonstrate in progressing that project.
What are the risks posed by coal seam gas?
Oh, I think they're well known without getting into the specifics, perhaps, in the coal, because every project will have its own specific issues that need to be addressed. But the concerns are, the common concerns are, and the reason we have a gateway panel now, is that the potential effects on soils and groundwater need now to be properly assessed in making good decisions about whether resource proposals should be approved or not.
See, miners that I've spoken to say our operations are totally safe. There is no impact on groundwater. There is no impact on soil. What we are doing is providing a new energy source into the next century, which the world is crying out for, and it's totally wrong that we're being shut down in this way.
Some projects, no doubt, will comply with the criteria that the Gateway Panel will be making their assessment against. And in that case, the project will receive an unconditional certificate, and the development application process that's in place now will continue. Those projects will be ones where they are not sited on the best cropping land, and they don't have the potential to affect the water resources that cropping land relies on. So there will be both sides of the coin, if you like. There will be some applications that don't affect the state's best agricultural resources. There'll be those that will.
If you had a tight gas application before you, would you consider it in exactly the same way as you would the coal seam gas applications?
The criteria for the panel are set in legislation. So we work within the criteria and our internal processes that make sure that we do that. So our scope is set by legislation.
So it's about effects on soil and groundwater, not the type of mining which is occurring.
That's correct.
What's your message then to the Napthine government in Victoria, which has a moratorium at this point, which is effectively halting mining operations, tight gas and coal seam gas mining operations in this state?
Well, I guess the issues transcend state borders. Soils and water resources don't recognise state lines, so the issues that exist in Victoria are the same as those in a lot of ways that exist in New South Wales and further north in Queensland. I think there has been some good work done in Queensland and also New South Wales, and there's certainly opportunity for Victoria to leverage off the work that has been done in other states and implement a system that works for Victorians to ensure good decisions in regional land use planning, because we need a strong agricultural industry and we need a strong mining industry.
Do we need a gateway panel?
Good question. We start our work today, and I believe that this process will add value to the approvals assessment process in New South Wales. So perhaps if you ask me in a couple of months, I might be able to be more specific. But certainly I think the New South Wales Gateway Panel and process adds value to decision-making in that state.
Great to talk to you, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terry Short is the chairperson of the Petroleum Gateway Panel. He is an agricultural scientist who will sit on that panel, and he will look at and investigate development applications for coal seam gas in New South Wales.